And now, fan fiction theater.
Kyle shifted his weight from one foot to the other with his hand on his hip and muttered to himself, "Which cap should I wear?" He pondered both hats and decided the red cap complimented his eyes. He walked over to his mirror and, noticing a couple long hairs, proceeded to clip them. Kyle's phone made the specially chosen notification and he knew it was a text from Lincoln. This sent Kyle into a frenzy, nearly tripping over his bed. He seized the phone. His heart fluttered with happiness. The text read,
"We still on for Justin Bieber 3D on Ice and IMAX?"
Even though Kyle didn't like Justin Bieber, he knew he was Lincoln's favorite singer and replied, "Yes," smiley face. He immediately got a reply. It read,
"Awesome sauce!"
Kyle replied, "LOL, see you in a bit." In no time, Lincoln arrived, and feeling extremely nervous, Kyle left his house and got into the passenger seat of Lincoln's car.
Lincoln and Kyle made eye contact, and a rosy blush crept over Lincoln's cheeks. He noticed how well the red cap complimented Kyle's eyes. Lincoln felt pressured to say something cool. That hat's dope, Kyle!
Kyle folded his hands on his lap and chuckled. "Yeah, and your beanie is dope as well."
Lincoln started his car. "Gee, thanks, Kyle." And they drove off. Expecting to be surrounded by men their age squealing throughout the movie, they were relieved that they were the only ones in the room for Justin Bieber 3D on Ice and IMAX. Lincoln looked into Kyle's eyes briefly and said, "Where do you want to sit?"
Kyle looked around at the seats. "Well, we are alone, so we can sit wherever we want."
Already knowing this, Lincoln nodded. "Well, I would rather sit closer, but if you want to sit further, then I understand."
With downcast eyes, Kyle shuffled his feet. "Wherever you want to go, I'll go there with you." Damn it.
Lincoln nodded and they sat at the fifth row.
After about 15 minutes of commercials, Kyle addressed Lincoln. "I'm going to get some food. Would you like to come with?"
Lincoln jumped up. "I sure would." They ventured to the lobby and approached the counter, and a young woman assisted them and said, "Would you like our Valentine's Day special?"
Kyle panicked. "We aren't a couple."
Lincoln's heart sank, and he thought, "Perhaps Kyle doesn't feel the same way." The woman was taken aback. "Well, all right then. What would you like?"
Noticing Lincoln's sudden depression, Kyle ordered Lincoln's favorite. "I'll have a soft pretzel and a cherry Coke."
Lincoln's jaw dropped. Kyle ordered his favorite, a cherry Coke.
Kyle gave Lincoln the cherry Coke and they returned to the movie just as it started. They looked at each other as a surge of excitement shot through them.
Lincoln had been waiting for what felt like his entire existence to watch this movie, and as the lights dimmed, his thoughts were on Justin Bieber, among other things. 2 hours later, about halfway through the film, eyes glued to the silver screen, Lincoln reached his hand down to grab the soft pretzel.
Kyle felt a tug on his hand and looked down, his eyes narrowing on Lincoln's hand holding his own.
Lincoln looked down confused, and seeing what he was holding, pulled his hand away. He blushed a deep shade of red as he thought about how soft Kyle's hand was.
Kyle was thinking furiously about it. Did Lincoln mean to do that or not? Kyle looked over at Lincoln briefly. His hand was so warm. It was nice. Kyle felt a longing for that warmth's return.
"Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have the soft pretzel?" Lincoln said apologetically.
Why does he think he has to make an excuse? Kyle thought. But let Lincoln have his excuses. "Here, it's okay," Kyle muttered, handing Lincoln the soft pretzel.
Lincoln sulkily ate his soft pretzel, feeling foolish for mistaking Kyle's hand for a pretzel, but he felt satisfied all the same. When the movie was over, they returned to the car and discussed how incredible the movie was, but both of them resented the fact the movie's end meant they would have to part and go home.
"Should we do a podcast?" Kyle asked, trying to think of any way to spend more time with Lincoln.
"Sure," Lincoln said as they started the car heading towards his house. They almost immediately saw bright lights, and Lincoln nearly swerved off the road. A fair! Lincoln yelled.
Kyle got giddy. We have to go, raved Kyle.
Lincoln turned into the grass parking lot. Will we still do the podcast afterwards? Lincoln asked.
Oh, definitely, Kyle said excitedly, then added coolly, and if we don't today, we'll do it another time. You know, if we still feel like it. Lincoln and Kyle got out of the vehicle and got in behind a group of girls at the ticket booth, and overhearing the prices, they both checked their wallets to make sure they had enough. After getting the tickets, they looked at the vast amount of games and rides.
What do you want to do first? Lincoln asked, looking at Kyle because Kyle always knew what to do later in the night.
Kyle pointed to a pixelated-looking stuffed bear. That's so cool, Kyle exclaimed, gazing at all at the plush. Why don't you play for it? A young woman who ran the game said. Oh, I'm no good at these games, Kyle said, still eyeing the bear. Maybe today's your lucky day, she said, smiling at Kyle. Maybe, Kyle said, handing her his last three tickets.
Lincoln felt a pang of jealousy.
As he earlier predicted, he sucked and lost. It was worth a try, Kyle said to cheer himself up.
You know what? I'll give it a try, Lincoln said, handing the cheeky whore his ticket. He knocked down all six bottles and won the teddy bear.
Lucky, Kyle griped.
I won it for you, Lincoln said, handing Kyle the teddy bear.
Kyle's eyes widened.
Yeah, I saw how much that you liked it, Lincoln explained.
Kyle blushed. Thank you, Lincoln. He tried not to sound too excited, but failed, sounding just as thankful as he really was.
Oh, it was nothing, Lincoln said, smiling, then added, what's his name?
Kyle looked at the tag and read it. Pixels, he said, smiling, and held the bear close to him. Oh, I love Pixels.
Lincoln blushed at how different Kyle looked, tenderly cuddling Pixels to his chest. Lincoln envied the bear. He longed for that warm embrace that felt impossible. But as he watched the facade disappear, the warrior sheathed his weapon, and the armor came off. Pixels brought something out of Kyle.
After a minute of this, Kyle came out of his affectionate trance and said, "We should head back to the car."
Lincoln nodded casually, and they walked back to the car like thugs. Though they felt like young girls feeling love for the first time. They sat in the car, and Kyle gently sat Pixels in the back seat as they drove off. When they got to Lincoln's place, they got out of the car and went to Lincoln's room, sitting on the bed.
This is gonna be rough. Lincoln hit record and began to talk about the movie, but Kyle no longer heard words as the world around them dissolved. There was no room or bed, just Lincoln and himself. Kyle realized that all he ever wanted, everything he ever needed, was right before him. His for the taking. With nothing to hide and not a thing in the world to lose, he wasn't going to let fate decide. His heart would now take the wheel. He leaned forward and his lips met Lincoln's, but that wasn't it. Their hearts met, their minds met, their souls met. And in that blissful moment, nothing mattered but love. I do not remember the whore part.
I don't That's what I read.
Damn it, Voltron.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I was not expecting that.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
So does this mean that we can, like, make out now?
I think we just did. I feel moist. Thank you.